damage has nothing to do with anybody else.
Chelek Chamishi is talking about those obligations that we have, that the implications and the effects do have an impact on somebody else. And he gave a whole list here. It's not an exclusive list, but stalker, being giving trumas and maestras, to speak mass to your friend, smiling at somebody, all those, to teach people the correct ways, all those things that have a benefit in a telus for other people. So there we said that the correct betochen that a person has to have in this area, remember in Chelek Revi, the correct betochen was, is I have no betochen in the first two of the three categories. The first one is bechira. I make a bechira decision, whatever that means, to do the mitzvah or not to do the mitzvah, to do the aveira. Then I do the, let's call it the hachonas, the preparations, what goes into the meditation, how to do this mitzvah. Those two you don't have betochen, that you're fully responsible for, and having betochen in those areas is foolish, and it's an error. The actual kiyum of the mitzvah, whether the mitzvah will get done or not, there you have to have betochen, then Hashem will help you to mankind the mitzvah. There are many examples, dalet minim. Many times you can't do the mitzvah because Hashem won't let you. So you'll get schar for the first two things, for the bechira and all the chonas you did. And the kiyum mitzvah, that's up to Hashem. There you have to have a tochen. So in the Chelek HaChamishi, it says like this. Let's just go over it again. Sheyacharei sa'adim belevovoi es kol apulis ololu ves pulis adoimim lehem v'yivcha l'soysim v'yishtarul nagir aleim rak mitoich kavon v'yitkarub elokim. The first thing you have to do is you have to mishtadl to do all these pu'ulois, all these deeds that he mentioned above, all these mitzvahs, chayvus, whatever you want to call them, with one kavana only, and that's it, close to Hashem. I'm giving stock now because I want to get close to Hashem. The law kaday lasa is la'atz moshay, not to have a reputation, law kaday shibnei yichabdo isay, and not because he's going to get honor. You're going to get reward for this. That he'll rule over them. So after you've made the bechira, and after you've made the hachonas, and after you've got it clear why you're doing what you're doing, then you have betochen in Hashem that he'll help you to be able to give this God's stocker. You'll have what to give. You'll have the health, your goof will be able to function properly. Many things that a person needs that are quite miraculous, that just to do the smallest mitzvah require an enormous amount of miracles to happen just to be able to give some poor guy a penny. You know what I mean? Miracles take place just when you're just to get your hand into your pocket and to get it out again. Oh, that's a bigger miracle. And to make sure that the fist closes and opens at the right time. There's a lot of miracles taking place, and you have to have a lot of betochen that the fingers work at the right time. And he also added that you should try and hide these things as much as possible.
What things?
Giving stocker, maisa mitzvahs. Whatever you're doing, you should try and hide it as much as possible, because otherwise it's going to detract from your schar. And if you hide the good things you're doing in the world, it adds enormously to the schar you get.
But on the other hand, if people see you doing good things, maybe they'll emulate.
Very good. Excellent. And therefore, sometimes you have a chiyuv to put your mitzvahs, your schar in Rama Basad, in order to do what Hashem needs you to do. That's right. Sometimes you have to do that. That's, Vachinami. Who says that? That's Ochas Tzadikim says that. Misir Yisholim says that. Ochas Tzadikim, I think, Ben Abiyah says that. You shouldn't be embarrassed of people to do the right thing. Sometimes you have to be an example. You have to know. That's a cheshbon. That's very.
Like keeping mitzvot.
Huh?
Like keeping mitzvot.
That's what he's saying. Yeah, but sometimes you have to be careful, because this is a fascinating discussion, and we're not going to discuss it here now. But on the one hand, doing that's not good for me. Could lead to gaiva, it could lead to a whole bunch of stuff. Mitzad sheni, that's what Klal Yisrael reads right now. How do you weigh that up? So the Slobodka Derech was very clear. You forget about everybody else, you do what you need to do to build yourself. Because the biggest chesed you can do for the world is make yourself into the best person you can become. Which means, If I'm going to give, let's just take, make it more personal. This needs a lot of seichel and a lot of adrochet. We're just learning this in theory now. Let's say, for example, your child needs a bit of a word now. Then you've got to tell your kid, excuse me, we don't do that. But what you need right now is to learn to keep quiet. To have a conflict between my personal growth and the tochocha that the child needs to get. Yeah? Very often, you come first. You don't give the child the tochocha because your growth, which is what you need right now, is not to give tochocha, comes first. Now this requires a lot of seichel, and you have to know, chinuch, like everything, needs enormous buckets of seichel. I'm just showing you the cheshbon sometimes that has to be made. This kid needs to get a tochocha, but chayecha koidmi, my life comes first, and I need to keep quiet. David HaMelech did that, and look what happened. The Chazal pick him out for that. He was busy working on his own growth. Now once again, you have to know, it's not simple. It's a big nishoinus. But in Achinami, if you're in a place where you're doing mitzvahs and your people seeing you doing things with machazik the oilam and machazik them and whatever, you might have a chiv to do it. But what do you do if you know that they're doing that? You're going to have a gagaiva and you're going to... You have to be honest. The key is be honest in all these things. Achinami, you're right. But as much as you can, he says, you should try and hide the maisim tovim you're doing because it makes your schan olam haba much bigger. Certainly when it comes to giving stocker, and even then, giving stocker can sometimes, the way that a person gives stocker, whatever, can ma'ira many other people to give stocker as well. There's a certain about stocker in South Africa, who by the way he gave his stockers and lived his life, schlepped many other young wealthy guys into the world of stocker who would never have given stocker otherwise. He was a bit of a local hero, you know, as a businessman. People looked up to him. He was one of the first IT young millionaires. And guys looked up to him, and he's got a Yetzirah for stocker, this guy. The guy's the most unbelievable stocker. If there are another five or six of this guy in the world, all the yeshivas would have enough money. The guy's believable. His son's bar mitzvah drosha was on stocker. He was on the cheshivas of giving stocker. And he wasn't even frum at the time. Today he was from Yishrei Meshavah. So he's certainly not a bentayr in the sense of what it is. And through his activities in stocker, whatever, he created a whole hisoiris of giving stocker. So in Achinami, then that's the right thing to do. I don't know what price he paid for it though. I don't know what price he paid with his gaiva and his nishoinus. He once told me, he said, one of the gaivas of being a gvir is giving stocker. He said, it's a big yetzari giving stocker. Because you feel like you're all powerful. You know, wow, I can give stocker. Wow, I'm so rich, I can give away money. There's a shtickle gaiva involved in it. He understood that.
Remember the Yisker appeals in America, where people would call out how much they were giving.
Yeah. In America, you've got to talk loud because there's so much noise going on. You can't. It's very hard to be subtle in America. Where were we? Right. Yeah. Gary says you should try and do as much as you can secretly and hidden. So Eddie asked, but sometimes by doing it openly, you can mechazik other people. So it's a difficult cheshbon. What's good for my growth and what's good for Klal Yisrael? I never came here to change the world. I came here to change me. And therefore, chayecha koidmim. But once again, it needs a lot of seichel there. It's not poshut. Not poshut. But at least you have to be aware that there's a sugya here. Lo'isen apul ha'shein hu yoichel astir mibnei adam. Those things that you can't hide from people. And he's worried that he's going to do it. He understands that there's a thing called Negiyas. And he's worried that he's going to do it now because he wants to motza chayin ben adam. He wants to be, you know, he wants to get a name for himself. Remember what we said in the beginning. Remember that whatever benefits or damage you're going to get from these people, these creations, it's all Bereshus HaBoyre. Ve'im kein hishtadlus alem tzochein v'ayne b'nai Adam, kulalo kol teles. Therefore, the ishtadlus to try and find favor in people's eyes is a waste of time. Because you can't find favor in people's eyes if Hashem won't let you, and they're going to mazalzel if Hashem wants them to. So therefore, try and find favor in Hashem's eyes, and forget about trying to find favor from people because you can't. That was the klali mentioned earlier. Ukeshehaboyer mazmin lo mitzvah, yachshoyv beliboy. When Hashem brings a person a mitzvah, he should think in his mind. This is a wonderful chesed that Hashem is doing for me. And he shouldn't be happy because people are giving him praise. And he shouldn't jump and get excited because they're giving him covered. He shouldn't become a balgaiver through his pulois. If he's doing this L'Shem Shemayim and he does it because of this guy, he's going to makalkal his whole L'Shem Shemayim here. And so that these deeds shouldn't lose their value, and that you shouldn't lose your reward. In Shai Yichud HaMaisis, it'll explain this in much more detail, how to be able to do things L'Shem Shemayim. But be aware of the fact that if you're doing this because you're trying to find favor, it's going to increase your gaiva, and your mitzvahs are actually going to be damaging you more than they're going to be helping you. Gaiva is a very dangerous tool.
Even if you help poor people?
Sorry?
Even if you give money to poor people, they will profit from this.
Like, they're profiting from that. That's wonderful. That's the goal. I want them to profit. No, I'm not going to feel like I'm a big balgaiv and what a big balstocker I am, and these guys are going to give me covered and I want my name up in the... if you want that with a stock you give them, could be the stock is going to hurt you more than help you. Yes. That's what he just said. It loses all its value. You're going to lose all your schar for it.
So you don't give tzedakah if you feel...
No, he never said that. He never said that. He never said that. But that's sometimes a shalah. That's what I said earlier.
Yeah.
It could be that right now your giving stocker is going to build your bigger gehenim for you. You should ask a shalom under these circumstances. The question is, the Gemara says that Rambam paskens that lo elam adam yishtadu la'asos mitoch shelo lishmo, mitoch shelo lishmo bo lishmo. In all other areas, it's quite clear. Find a good lo lishmo and go do the mitzvahs. If you're waiting to do the mitzvahs and learn Torah lishmo, you're never going to learn, you're never going to do anything. Chazal's telling you, find a good lo lishmo and go out and do it. He's telling you that doesn't work with gaava. Don't use gaiva as your loli shmo. It's too dangerous. It could be that it's better not to do the mitzvah than do it as gaiva, because that's the most despicable thing in Hashem's eyes. So you're doing the rotz in Hashem, but doing the most despicable thing in Hashem's eyes. It's a stirim in ayobe. But once again, I'm not telling you what to do. When it comes to giving to Or Avram, you should give. That's that everybody would agree. There's no question. Keep giving. That's
maybe Loli Shma.
Other people, I don't know, you have to ask Charlotte.
Maybe Loli Shma, Bali Shma.
Not with Gaiva. That's what I'm saying. In all other areas, the Gemara, I'm not going to argue with the Gemara and the Rambam Paskins, we touch Loli Shma, Boli Shma, Gamba Limud, Gamba Mitzvahs. And there's a different Kiddush in each one. But when it comes to Gaiva, it's not so posh that you're allowed to do that. You're not allowed to use Gaiva as your Loli Shma. I've got to give him the plaque. I have to give him the plaque. But should he want the plaque? He shouldn't want the plaque. If it's me, I just built the building, whatever. They shouldn't even know that I gave the money for the building. Leslie Dan, who built the eight buildings in the old city, pretty much paid for all of them, whatever, refused to allow them to honor him ever. He once allowed them at lunch, the normal yeshiva lunch, that he would come to the lunch, and they could have soda, they could have cold drinks on the table. They had to have the normal lunch, but he allowed them to sit on the table because he was coming. They wanted to say thank you to him for the $50 million he donated. And even that was hard to get him to agree to, but he agreed to that. He was in town and the yeshiva wanted to just show Paras HaTov. It was only a closed event for the yeshiva and he couldn't add anything to the lunch. That was his time. He didn't want anyone to know. Now, it's got a big plaque outside that says the Leslie Dan Family Center. Good, okay, I don't know what that was about. Maybe he felt it was a way to get other people to donate. You know, he was maybe...
Peer pressure.
Could be that his cheshbon is the most honor of the killer. There was a guy that bought Lakewood East. Remind me if I'm wrong. He gave the check on condition that he wouldn't be honored and they wouldn't know his name, he wouldn't be put up or whatever. And somebody at the dinner or whatever mentioned his name and thanked him or whatever, and I think he took his money, but he wasn't interested. It was a very interesting shala, yeah. A very interesting shala that the Balei Musa deal with here. It's just off the subject. Is since it's very bad for this guy to give him covered, am I allowed to put up a plaque for him? I'm almost ready for after him. I'm taking away his Olam Haba. He built us a building, and you have a big dinner to honor him, and you put up a plaque because that's what he wants. You're allowed to do that.
He doesn't want it.
He wants it. No, if he doesn't want it, why are you not allowed to? He wants it. If he doesn't want it, why go spend money on the plaque? Sometimes the plaque costs more than the building. You know, the dinner to honor the guy sometimes costs more than the check he gave. You know, it's all worth it. No, he doesn't want it. He wants it. He's going to give you the money on condition he wants for posterity, whatever. He wants his name up there. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to give somebody COVID? COVID's a terrible poison for me. Are you allowed to give me COVID? So Rav Yisrael Salanter Paskin, there's no lifnei iver when it comes to benonim lechaveiros of these mitzvahs. You have to give him what you have to give him because you have to give people covered. You have to give people covered. That's your mitzvah. His problem, it's his problem. There's no lifnei iver when it comes to this. Why did you finish? How am I allowed to give you covered? I'm running off to you, feeding you poison. For you, covered's poison. Am I allowed to give you covered? Yes. If he magel, you have a chiv to give him covered. What about his? That's his problem. Nothing to do with you. It's all Salanta. Anyway, that's not our subject, but yeah, that's part of the problem.
Is there any way for him to work with the fact that you're giving him COVID?
Yeah, you're giving him COVID, and he has to know how to deal with. He has to then go learn how not to let the COVID destroy his world. There's a famous Maisa, I think it was Rav Yaakov. It was Rav Yaakov with one of the other Slobodka Gadolim. I don't know if it was Rav Rudim, I can't remember who it was. They arrived at an Aguda conference, and Rabbi Yaakov, normally they used to walk through the back door quietly so no one would stand up for him or whatever, but he walked into the, he said, come. We got, so whoever the other Godel was says, no, stand up for us in the cover, whatever. He said, our wives are here, Magialem, the covered, we walk in. Magia, the wives, the covered, you walk in and let everyone stand up for you, let your wives have the pleasure of watching that. You have to be a Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky to come up with such a... And know that it's not going to damage you. You gotta. So you have to be honest with yourself here, you know. If you're walking into a room to get covered because you're blaming your wife, but really, you know, you're basking in the glory. You're very honest with these subjects. No, not poshut. A lot of work. That's why you have to learn Musa. Otherwise, how are you going to know what to do? Okay. Now he starts a sentence with aval. I was taught you can't start a sentence with aval. But he starts his end of love. I have a raya. I'm saying aval is always the rat's heart. Always starts every sentence with but. That's a wonderful thing about but. You know, now the yaitz also thing. But he's starting a sentence with aval. Perush hachelek hashishi. Hu bigvul olam hazeh v'olam haba. That's relating to the gmul. You see what he means here by gmul. The chesed, the reward maybe. Of olam haba and olam hazeh and olam haba. Asheya Adam Roilo Bamaisa Tov Ba'olam Vusha Gmul al Shnei Pronim. There's two aspects here. Gmul Ba'olam Hazeh Bilvad, Gmul Ba'olam Haba Bilvad. There's that which comes in Olam Hazeh only, and there's things which go in Olam Haba only. V'yeshu Roim Shneim al Maisa Echad. And it could be you roi for both of them from one Maisa. That's where he's going, I don't know what he means. The Lord Pirash Lanu Buuze the Er Hatif. This has not been explained to us clearly. Ach Oliva Bayer Lamo Gmul Kaila al Maisa Kaila. The Lord Chilik Hagmul al Avoidus Poilo. Kamosh also Boinish al Avoidus Poilo. The Lord Chilik Hagmul al Avoidus Poilo. Kamosh also Boinish al Avoidus Poilo. He doesn't distribute the Gmul on the avoider that we do in the world, like he distributes the punishments for the avoiders we do in the world. Kamosha perish amaisim, shoseim chayvim skila, sreifa, cherek, vechenek, malkus obim, vemisim koros, vetashlumi kevot, tashlumi abba chamisha, venezek, shor, bo, veshein, eish, venosin, mum, beodem, veshlak, all the different okuyotzi bezeh, and he gives the whole list of all the punishments we get in this world. All the things that based in are going to punish a person in this world for the favors he does. V'ilu me'ascha v'oine shanitin v'olam habo lo perish lanu moshe rabbeinu alav v'sholem b'toyrosa v'umem b'pnei kamatami. all the punishments we get for the avarice we do and that you're going to get in this world, the Torah explains in extreme detail. Abraham, this is based in the choruses, whatever, clear, Shulchan Aruch, Chazal, exactly what's going to be the Oedishim in this world. And while the Schai you're going to get in Olam Haba for the good things you do, no one tells you what that is. Hidden. Ve'ilu me'ascha ba'oinesh anitim v'olam haba. The schar and the oinesh you're going to get in Olam Haba. Lo pirish lana Moshe Rabbeinu v'sholem v'tzerosim u'uma. Nothing explained in the Torah at all. No is it discussed. V'pnei kametami, for a few reasons. Now exactly why we're going to discuss this now, I'm not sure. What is Chelek HaShishi? Just 1 second. I want to go back and see, unless somebody remembers and can tell me off by heart. A couple of weeks ago, when we mentioned all six. That's Chelek Sheni. The betokan a person has to have klape his schar in Olam Haba that's given to a person for his maisim b'Olam Hazeh. That's Chelek Shishi. Ah, so that's why he's asking, 1 second, the oinishim are getting Olam Hazeh that the Torah explains to me, tells me exactly what's going to happen. You do this, you get this, you do this, you get that. But we're in Chelek Shishi, you want to understand now what's maschar in oinishim Olam Haba? And that nobody told me about. And that's Chelek Shishi, the betochen that I have, klape what's going to be in Olam Haba. So he's got it, that's his kasha. Okay, now I understand what his kasha is. So now he has to come along. In the Leif Tov, in the Hakdoma to the Leif Tov, he says, Echad mi'ikre, so the Hakdoma here that we needed, I didn't see, sorry. Echad mi'ikre imunu ish, Hashem noisen tzcha, l'shreim mitzvayse, v'manish es mi ish o'iv aleich. The person has to know that he's going to get reward. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikorim. If you don't know this, you're an Apikoros. The person has to know that if you keep his mitzvahs, you're going to get reward. And if you don't, you're going to get punished. Val yismay ha'adam es atzmoy al maisav atoyim shikav lem scha. El yiftoch al Hashem yiltein scha b'toh chesed. Person shouldn't hold himself out that the reward he's getting because he did all these mitzvahs. Rather, he should have betochen that Hashem's going to give it to him because it's chesed. Hashem will do him chesed and give it to him. That's really what's going to be the noise here. That's what we're going to deal with. V'shivatam imadur she'tori lo pershes matan aschav enesh al oilam abo. And he's going to give 7 reasons, which we're just starting, why the Torah doesn't mention the schar and enesh al oilam abo. Okay. We're about to start the first reason why the Torah doesn't mention Schanush. Okay, so that's like Dhamma. Chelek Shishi is dealing with the Schar and Reish. I'm getting a Olam Haba. I shouldn't hold myself out that I deserve this Schar. I don't know if I should think that it's Chesed. I'm getting a bit of Chesed. Shem being the Chesed. Why doesn't the Torah mention Schar v'Oinesh in the Torah, in Olam Haba, when it takes a lot of time explaining to me Schar v'Oinesh in Olam Hazeh? 7 reasons. Echad atamim hu. First of all, we don't know what a neshama looks like without a goof. And kolshekain, we don't know what this creature called a neshama without a goof is going to get pleasure and pain from. Machlekes the Ramban and the Rambam, which is not so poshut. where they're actually talking about. Is the Ramban talking about Yomasa Mashiach and he calls it Olam Haba? But in Olam Haba all you'll have is a neshama. Even if you say that the Ramban's talking about Olam Haba, that's the Derech Hashem goes with that Mahalach, what kind of goof are we talking about? We know that Adam Arishon's goof was completely transparent. We have no idea what... It's not going to be the piece of steak you're walking with around now. That's for sure not the goof you're going to have. The goof you're going to have in Olam Haba, if you do have a goof according to the Ramban, is going to be completely transparent. So even if you want to hold like the Ramban, it's not a stira yet. Because the goof the Ramban's talking about is not... You're not going to carry on being like you are now in Olam Haba. That can't be. So you're talking because that's Olam Hazeh. The Rambam holds you have no goof, you have an Ashama, whatever. Somebody once said to me, if you want to try, just as a marshal, very crude, getting a sense of what that goof will look like. Today, if you look at a human being, what do you see? You see a goof. If you look really, really hard, you may see a bit of a shtick of an Ashama, yeah? In Olam Haba, if you look at a person, you'll see an Ashama. If you look really hard, you might see a little zig of a goof. That's what the Ramban's talking about. He's certainly not talking about... He's talking about what the shoresh of a goof in Olam Haba will look like. So we have no idea what that means. I think it changes. Could be in the Chumash of Avos learns like the Rambam. The Rambam's clear. Rav Lev once gave a shiur in South Africa about 30 years ago where he learned up this sugya and made unbelievable. And I've been trying to track down the tape. I even reminded him, I saw him the other night, he gave a shiur here. I reminded him about that shiur and ultimately he told me he had a copy of the tape and I can get it from him if I want. I have to try and get it. He discussed it. I don't remember too much. There's certain things that Rav Lev shiurim that he gave in South Africa then, I remember all of them. I've forgotten a lot of other things. Those shiurim was Yesodus. He gave another one on how all the different judgments work. And the din on Rosh Hashanah, yeah, but it was predetermined how long the guy's going to live. Rosh Hashanah, you're davening for life. How does that work? He reconciled all those dinim, all those stirrus. Unbelievable. And he also reconciled this machlokes, the Ramban and the Rabban, about how we understand Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh, and how you... Rambam and Ramban. The Ramban seems to say, if you look in the Derech Hashem, which is going with the Ramban's Ma'alaf, is that since the goof was also doing the mitzvahs, and yeah, the goof also the word Tzchai, and therefore Olam Haba is with a goof. And the Rambam holds, no, Tchir Sameisim and whatever is with a goof, and then afterwards, there's a total churban of the goof, and you go, then the machlokes is not as big as it sounds, by the way. You have to narrow it to machlokes, you're showing him like other machlokes, you have to break it down. Okay. So that's the first problem. How am I going to explain to you the reward in Olam Haba when you haven't got a clue what you're going to look like in Olam Haba? Hashem perishes advarim alaru rak lemi shemei v'nesa inyan hazeh. Hashem is only going to explain it to people understand what this is. Kamo sham Hashem l'yishua ha-kayin ha-godol. V'nesati l'cha mahalchim bein ha-oim dim ha-eile. Bein ha-srofim v'amlach ha-sharis ha-oim dim po. I will find you a pathway through the malachim, the srofim, the oim dim. Because he understood what a seraph was and what a malach ha-sharis was. So he could tell him what he was going to give him. And this journey, this destination cannot happen as long as the guf and the neshama are bound together. It's just a hint to what's going to happen to the nefesh after death. You're going to go back and get the tzura of the malachim, whatever that means. Totally non- translators, bilti murkeves mi yisoida shoinim. Not made up of all different parts of the different fundamentals, whatever that means. Sounds very impressive. He's not a hybrid of all the fundamental principles that are required. Sounds beautiful. Not a clue what he's talking about. V'tiyeh b'mahus ruchonis daka. And he will have a very subtle essence of spirituality. V'techdal dishtamas begufoy, and he left no shimush guf. In it is da dech mechumriyoscha v'elozo. If he has purified himself from chumriyos, and he'll be completely bright and shining. O ma'isi etoyim boilam hazeh, and his ma'isi mutoyim boilam hazeh. Okay. So the first reason, just to put it into English, that we can understand. The first reason why I can't tell you what you get in Olam Haba is because you haven't got a clue what Olam Haba looks like. because you haven't got a clue what you're going to look like when you get to Olam Haba. It's like telling a two-year-old, if you're a good boy, I'll give you a building in Manhattan. He'd rather have a lollipop. Building in Manhattan. You're not gonna get him to get out of bed for a building in Manhattan. You'll tell him, I'll give you 5,000 Apple shares if you get out of bed nicely. Give him a sucker. You're gonna tell a guy, we'll give you a Olam Haba, we'll give you Baba. You know what you're talking about? You have no idea. That's the first reason why the Torah doesn't tell us. Six more to come. Why need to know this? I don't know either.
Rabbi Shkaya, yesterday's event was
beautiful.
We appreciate it.
Mamash Siyata Dishmaya. No, just a big Siyata Dishmaya.
You don't have to thank me, I'm telling you now. I took on the craft to pay.